Ryan, it's exciting times. Opening weekend across the BCHL, renewed optimism for everybody, and I guess especially up here in PG. The Spruce Kings coming off a rebuilding year last year, but it seems like there should be a lot of excitement around the team by what I've been following this summer, some trades, some recruits. What's the outlook for the Spruce Kings going ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. We got some new guys come in from recruiting. Like you said, last year was kind of a rebuilding year, especially after the trade deadline. I think the team sent off pretty much all the 95 players, except for one, that being Steven Penner. And so there wasn't quite as many older players to finish the year off, but a lot of younger guys. So the team has quite a few returning players, but again, quite a few guys shipped off in the offseason. So yeah, just looking forward to a new start. Obviously, the team needs one after last year, and they're hoping to get off to a good start this weekend against Merritt and Penticton.
Yeah, some of the new faces that are familiar faces in the BCHL are one, Brett Manier, who just looked like was named captain of the Spruce Kings, and also Stefan Warnig, a goaltender from the Powell River Kings, couple future deals there. Is there some excitement around those two veterans, guys that look like might be foundation pieces for this team?
Absolutely. I mean, Manier, like you said, just named team captain. Right away, he's sitting with the team great. I know a lot of the guys respect him even more so because he's coming off that RBC championship. Mm-hmm. We sent Basilico and LeBron over, so a couple of the guys kind of maybe already knew Manier from that, but yeah, I know the guy's really excited to have him, and then Warnick back in that. Guy's just a giant back there. He's 6'6", 220 pounds, so I mean, pretty much NHL size there. And then Connor Russell, who used to play for the Bees,
yeah,
just doing a little article on him actually just before this. And yeah, so we had a chance to talk with him, and yeah, really good guy as well, and looks like he's going to be a steady defender on the back end.
Now, Chad Van Diemen, that rebuilding year, as we mentioned, had his self busy this summer, was hands-on restructuring and rebuilding this roster. I know it's only the first weekend and teams work into identities, but Ryan, what's kind of the makeup or the way the Prince George Spruce Kings want to operate this year? Is there kind of a goal in mind on how this team wants to be on the ice?
I mean, I think from what I've heard, it seems to be a similar kind of approach to a lot of teams. They want a quick team out there. There's a couple new guys that they got in regards to recruiting, Jamie Huber, Travis Schneider, both those guys have some crazy wheels on them. So that's going to be definitely one of the strengths, hopefully, for the team this year. They're a little bit smaller. I think it's a bit of a smaller lineup than the team's used to, than the city's used to seeing, maybe. But I think from a lot of the fans talking to them just after exhibition games and everything, that they're looking forward to the speed of this team this year.
You had a fantastic exhibition schedule, like the V's did, running the table, playing very well. What are the expectations early on? And we talked about just a 14-win season last year. You talked about the beginning of the interview, Ryan, about having a better start. Is it pivotal considering your first, what, five are at home?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of games here at home to start things off. And, I mean, last season the team didn't get off to the best start. That was when Wenatchee came up here for a doubleheader. Team wound up getting outscored 13-1 in two games. So a little bit of a rough outing there, and the team's going to want to get off to a good start. Although, like you said, couple of powerhouse teams coming in for the weekend.
And Ryan, kind of wrapping things up here, intermission show for tonight's game against the V's. You talked about a couple guys in Schneider and Huber, and we talked about Manier. Who are some guys to watch out in the mainland division here for Prince George going forward? If Prince George is going to be successful, I guess you can finish this. If Prince George is going to be successful this season, who are the guys going to lead the charge?
I think it's going to start from the goaltender standpoint. I think there was the team let in quite a few goals last year. I think one of the improvements they made in the offseason was in goaltending. Liam McCloskey's got the extra year under his belt. And yeah, I think that's going to be the big key for the team this year, is if goaltending's able to come up strong, the defenders are able to help them out, then we should be able to have a good season. And it looks like the forwards are going to do a good job of hopefully putting the puck in the net.